You know, you hear people saying, you know what? I'm 40 years old. I feel just like I did in my teens. I'm 50 years old. I feel like I did in my 20s. I'm 60 years old. I feel like I did in my 20s, my 30s. You need to quit. You know what you're telling. I'm standing up here now. My leg is hurting like a mug. That's why I'm leaning on this chair. Ain't leaning me front. I don't want you out there thinking, you know what? Hal J up there chilling. He cool. I'm cool because I'm leaning. My leg hurt. My foot hurt. The thing is about that, the good thing about it, you go get you some medicine. They got medicine for everything now. They got foot medicine. They got ear medicine. They even got medicine for your hair. That's right. Your hair ain't growing. You can go somewhere and get your hair to grow. I even seen the lace front hair. I actually saw it being done on YouTube. I was just like outdone. So like now when I see fellas, I don't be looking in your eyes. I'm looking at your hairline to see like did somebody paint it or glue it on or what. Hey, if that's what it took, I ain't mad at you. Do what you got to do. You see the color of my hair today? It's a little salt and pepper. Next week, you're probably going to be black. Young ladies, you can't laugh. Y'all been doing it a long time. That's who I got this from. But back to the medicine. One particular medicine that usually men do. It's for men, but I found out lately it's for women. Now, all of you back there about covering your mouth about to fall out, I'm not talking about any of them pills that are blue, pink, yellow, green, or whatever. However, that's a story for another day. Y'all are too tickled. Wait a minute. Y'all are too tickled. Anyway, I'm talking about gout. I used to hear the older men in my day when I was younger, they used to say gout was so painful. It was so this, it was so that. I said, man, ain't nothing wrong with them cats. Them cats is looking for something to try to get a little pimp going on. I fooled around and got the gout. I wait until I got up into my, how old am I now? This old to get gout. That gout was so bad, you ever had to crawl to the bathroom? Yes, I'm not ashamed to tell you. You ever had to crawl to the bathroom, scared to get up, but you know you got to get up because you got to clean everything. You got to make sure everything is right. That gout is so painful, I actually had to crawl back to the bed, and I was supposed to be at a church playing the organ. And anybody that knows an organ, a real organ, now, not that thing you went and bought down at the corner store. It has foot pedals. I was like, today y'all won't be hearing that part. Y'all are just here. Whatever the top hands can do, that's what we're going to work with. But my point is, gout is something else when your sheet touch it, when your socks touch it. I was going to church. I was going to the radio station, wherever I was going. I had to just slip my foot in a shoe. Now, I don't like wearing socks anyway. And you know when you go like that, you got to lotion your feet. And recently, somebody introduced me to shea butter. First of all, it looks like a pack of glue stuck up in there. They got to, like, wet it and rub it up and put it on you. Oh, this lasts even when you take a shower. It's I don't know. Hard as it is, it should last a month or so. I'm trying to say. But then I'm sitting up there. All right, I got to put the lotion on my foot. My foot ashy, my ankle ashy. People ain't listening to the music. They watching my foot. I done took the gout pill. They got a pill for gout. You take two of them, then you take another one later. I'm crazy. I didn't know the thing take 24 hours to kick in. I went to a comedy show. Some of y'all was there. I walked up. I fell four times. One, two, three, four. I'm looking around. My son is on stage. He's just falling out laughing. I'm like, this is for people to this day thought it was part of the show. I'm falling out. That gout is something else. Then when the pill kicked in, I'm at home 2 days later. Now I can walk around. I ain't got nothing to do. But people got me on film. You know y'all on social media. Look at Hal J. Hal J was drunk. He was high. Then they saw me hanging out with Bo. So you know they said we was ripped. Bo, I don't want to put your business out there. That's just what they had on social media. It's just some of your friends, some of my friends, and then, well, you know, a couple of them hanging around us was feeling a little lightheaded, pretty good. I'm saying to you, they got all medicines for everything, but the side effects sometimes is the worst. I had a medicine because I had, like, migraine. But when I took the medicine, it would make my stomach itch. So I'm like, my head feel good. But now I'm standing up talking to you, scratching my stomach. You think he don't wash. He's nasty. I didn't heard him joke before about he don't really take no towel. So we trying to figure that out. So they give me something for the stomach. Then it makes the back of your neck swell up. So now I look like Ego with a hump on the back of my neck. My stomach is itching. My foot, I'm leaning over. I'm like, okay, what going on with this? Am I from Lord of the Rings or something like that? My thing to you is, if you're going to get medicine, sometimes it's best to just say, you know what? Let me hurt with this one problem. Then get medicine and hurt with them five problems. Y'all know how it is, because they give you something, and it's always a side effect. I had something that was good for an earache I had, but it kept me on the toilet. So what's good is doing? All I could do is hear the toilet flush.